And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Survivors mourned, awaited news, and searched bodies in makeshift morgues on Wednesday as the death toll from the quake that hit Turkey and northern Syria passed 12,000. President Tayyip Erdogan visited the zone as he comes under increasing pressure over the government response. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A moment of joy. Rescuers pull a whole family from the rubble in northern Syria.
Allahu Akbar.
More often, bodies are removed. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan visited Kahramanmaraş in southern Turkey to see the devastation firsthand. 2 days after disaster struck, anger is growing over what local people say has been a slow government response. Erdogan has declared a state of emergency in 10 provinces and sent in troops to help.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Survivors of the earthquake huddled around campfires in Turkey as night fell on Wednesday. Across a swath of southern Turkey, people sought temporary shelter and food in freezing winter weather and waited in anguish by piles of rubble where family and friends might still lie buried. Rescuers were still digging out some people alive and finding others dead, but many Turks have complained about a lack of equipment, expertise, and support to rescue those trapped, sometimes as they could hear cries for help. 2 children died and 6 others were injured after a bus rammed into a daycare center in a Montreal area suburb on Wednesday morning, police said. The bus driver, a 51-year-old employee of the municipality's public transit system, was arrested for homicide and reckless driving, a police spokesperson said. It happened in Montreal, Canada. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky began a tour of Europe on Wednesday in search of better aerial firepower to turn the war against Russia, winning a British pledge to train Ukrainian pilots on advanced NATO fighter jets, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky landed in the United Kingdom on Wednesday, embraced by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the airfield. The two then sped to 10 Downing Street to set the tone for the visit.
Mr. Zelensky, do you want British fighter jets next?
Ukraine's desperate need for heavy weapons ahead of an expected Russian winter offensive.
It's a privilege to have you here, Volodymyr. We want to stand by you throughout this conflict and ensure that you're victorious.
Thank you so much, Rishi, for inviting me.
It's a rare trip abroad for the Ukrainian leader in the midst of a war.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The United States said Wednesday that suspected Chinese spy balloons, like the one it shot down, were part of a quote-unquote fleet that has spanned 5 continents as NATO joined in voicing concern, pointing to global ramifications of the incident that has animated the United States. Secretary Antony Blinken said the U.S. was giving data to allies as it assesses the recovered debris. He said, we've already shared, quote, information with dozens of countries around the world, both from Washington and through our embassies. Meanwhile, in the mid-eastern U.S. state of Ohio, people living near the scene of a train derailment remain concerned about toxic gases, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Vinyl chloride was slowly released into the air from 5 derailed cars before crews ignited it to get rid of the highly flammable toxic chemicals in a controlled environment. The fire chief, Keith Drabick, says once the experts, the fire department...
And quite frankly, once I feel it's safe for my family to return, we will lift that evacuation order and start returning people home.
National Guard members in Ohio are wearing protective gear and taking readings inside homes, basements, and businesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
Brazil's environmental and indigenous agencies have launched an enforcement operation in the Amazon rainforest to expel thousands of illegal gold miners, blamed on causing a humanitarian crisis, officials said on Wednesday. Armed agents of the government's Environmental Protection Agency deployed by helicopter and motorboat since Monday have arrested and removed dozens of miners in Brazil's largest indigenous reservation on the northern border with Venezuela. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.